Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo. So I call your name. Your name.
Welcome to Medium Insights on Signs of Life Radio. I'm Tom Gould. Our sponsor for tonight is Starseed Gems, and they can be found on the website at starseedgems.com. All is one word. Our guest tonight is Forever Family Foundation certified medium Laura Lynn Jackson, author of The Light Between Us, Stories from Heaven, Lessons for the Living, and her newest book, Signs, The Secret Language of the Universe. We want to remind our listeners that this show format invites questions from listeners and gets into the mind of the medium. No readings will take place during this show. We also want to remind our listeners to check the events page on our website, www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org, for all the latest events and happenings coming up for free this month, this Saturday, May 11th, from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 to noon Pacific, Visionary Explorers Group, an online meeting. Also on May 11th, from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern in Miami, Florida, an afterlife discussion group at the West Dade Regional Library. Our next webinar is scheduled for May 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern and will feature John G. Kruth presenting the history of the Rhine, beginning with an exploration of mediumship. Founder J.B. Rhine created the first structured laboratory to test psychic abilities. If you are psychic or interested in the topic, this is a webinar for you. Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the final part of the webinar will include live Q&A. And for our listeners tonight, we have a limited number of free member-only seats with the code RHINE, R-H-I-N-E, 2019. And for non-members, we have half-price seats using codes Kruth, K-R-U-T-H, 2019. Our annual Holiday of the Earth raffle winners were drawn on Earth Day, April 22nd, and they are Carol B. from Michigan, Alyssa C. from Florida, Andrew M. from Virginia, Kathleen S. from New York, and Anita C. from the Bahamas. Please do not call the office. Winners have been contacted directly to preserve the integrity of the readings. We send out a great big thank you to everyone who entered. This is how we pay our bills, and we are forever grateful for your support. The annual Summer Grief Retreat, Love Knows No Death, is open for enrollment. Be sure to grab one of the remaining 30 seats to this great weekend where attendees work in small groups with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums Rebecca Ann LoCicero, Suri Bernstein, and Joseph P. Shield, along with Dr. Mo Hanna and a caring staff of facilitators assisting in transforming your grief. This special weekend is scheduled for July 26th through 28th in Chester, Connecticut, where you will learn that the mystery of death is not a mystery at all, but a doorway to another chapter of continuing life. And please help keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on the donation button. It's on every page. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that all other traditional nonprofits enjoy. You can always help us pay our bills by participating in the iGive.com, Amazon.com, Amazon Smile, and great nonprofits. And follow us on our YouTube channel for great stories and videos at youtube.com/afterlifeeducation. And, well, we got a couple of minutes here before our first break, so let's say hi to Laura Lynn Jackson. How you doing tonight, Laura?
So honored to be on the show. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you, and it's you know, been a while since we've actually seen you. You've been pretty darn busy.
I have been.
your first book, I understand, is a New York Times bestseller, which has kept you pretty busy.
Yes, it's been a wonderful journey.
You've found yourself traveling around the world in support of the first book?
I definitely traveling a lot. As far as around the world, I've been to Japan, I've been to UK. Like, it's been a really wonderful experience. It really has been. I think the greatest part of the journey for me is the people I meet along the way. I've always said that, you know, and I think that we're all more connected than we can ever realize. So it's kind of it's been magical.
Well, I certainly enjoyed reading the first book, and I understand your second book is set to be released this June. Is it on schedule?
It is on schedule. It is June 18th it's going to be released. I mean, it's available for pre-order now in all different places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it. But I am so excited for it to come out in the world, because while the first book was a lot about me and my journey to understanding my abilities and embracing them and how that not only transformed my life but allowed me to be a witness to the transformational, beautiful energy that happens when other people receive messages and open their minds and hearts to them. Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe, the next book, is really not about me. It's about the reader, and it's about how we all have the ability to connect to our team of light on the other side and get signs and messages from them without the help of a psychic medium. So, you know, the real message of the book is that nobody needs me. We can all just open and do this on our own and have these incredible moments of very clear, very tangible, very meaningful signs that really, you know, make us know that we're never alone.
Well, that's fantastic. And I want to get into that more in depth after the break, and let people know that they can call in and with their own questions, and hopefully by the end of the hour, people can see that they too can make contact. The toll-free call-in line is 1-888-627-6008. And we might like to go to our first break a little early, if that's okay, and we'll come back and get right into it. So hang on, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770. The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
An Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Medium Insights on Signs of Life Radio. Our topic tonight is recognizing and understanding signs. And our special guest tonight is Forever Family Foundation certified medium, Laura Lynn Jackson. Well, welcome, Laura. Before the break, we started talking about your new book, which changes the focus away from your life story into our life story, and in particularly how we can connect on our own without needing to see a medium. I guess you're looking to put yourself out of business.
I know. I like to joke that I'm the anti-business model. You know, the thing is, I really know that I've been sent here as a teacher. You know, I just happen to be a psychic medium. And my job here really is to teach others how to do this for themselves, because we all are not only linked to each other in the here and now, but we are linked to everybody we love who has crossed to the other side. We are linked to God energy. We are linked to a realm of angels and spirit guides who, you know, are always working to help us on our path here become the best version of ourselves. Because, you know, we're all invested in each other's journeys. And if we become the best version of ourselves, then we can help others become the best version of themselves, and we all rise together. You know, so I really think it's a really beautiful, collaborative kind of energy that's going on at all times. And I really, truly believe that we are all watched over, we are all loved. We are more loved than we can even begin to fathom, first of all. And, you know, we're also guided by the other side. You know, when I talk about the fact that each one of us has a team of light, that team of light, what I've come to learn through all the readings I've done, is that each one of us has our own kind of personal spirit guides. You know, throughout time and history, different religions have called them guardian angels. You can use whatever term you'd like. I use spirit guides. And they're really, you know, teachers and mentors for us. They're nobody we knew in the here and now. They're very evolved souls who our soul contracted with before we came here to Earth, because Earth is really a school. You You know, it's this beautiful classroom where we are all learning this collective lesson in love. And so our spirit guides help guide us all the time. And then we're all linked to God, you know, this force of love, this God energy, this love that connects us all, this love and light. And so we can be guided by that as well. And then, of course, anybody we loved who's crossed to the other side are always present, are always with us, and are always trying to get our attention and send us signs and messages. Number one, they want us to know that there really is no death of the soul. There is death of the physical body, and yes, that is very difficult to lose someone physically in the here and now and not be able to pick up the phone and call them or feel their arms around us, hugging us, or, you know, have them be physically present somewhere. But our loved ones on the other side are with us all the time, and they're present at every moment when we're having a terrible day, when we're celebrating and we're missing them, or even, you know, sometimes the silly things, like when we're trying to choose, like, you know, what rug do I want to buy for my room? They're there trying to help guide us for that, too. And so when we open our mind and our hearts to this language that's around us, this beautiful, magical language of signs and symbols, it becomes our truth. You know, it can be such a beautiful experience. It's one thing to go to a psychic medium and have messages come through and validations, and that's a beautiful thing, and I'm not undermining that. I love that. I'm so honored to be part of that. But I think it's such a magical experience for individuals to kind of ask for their own signs and messages and then receive it, because that's a direct experience. And when that happens, and it happens in such unbelievable ways, in such unbelievable timing, that it becomes that person's truth. And, you know, when you own that as your truth, you see that we're all connected and that we're all really here to love and be loved, and life can really transform.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, I have seen you work many times, and it's just an amazing experience each and every time. And now for you to turn it around and say that I can do that is kind of also mind-blowing. And I'm just wondering, well, it's a boggling thought. How do we even start?
You know, that's such a great question. That's really about the co-creation of the language that you're going to do. You see, when our loved ones cross, or our guides, spirit guides, are trying to get our attention, or God is trying to lead us, they have to use these kind of default signs because we haven't established a language. In other words, they're trying really hard to get our attention, but we are not either paying attention or asking for specific things. You know, how many times I've heard people say, like, so I asked, you know, my loved one to send me a sign, and I said, oh, that's great. Well, what sign did you ask for? And they're like, I just asked for a sign. I'm like, it can be so much more meaningful and magical when you get specific. So, you know, I always talk about the default signs that the other side will automatically send us. This is when we don't even ask for it. It's kind of like their go-to things.
Yeah.
One is, you know, putting coins in our path, like pennies, dimes, nickels, to get kind of let us know they're around or they're with us. And, you know, I think that's because when we leave our physical bodies, we turn back into a kind of light energy. That's what we are. And I think in some way it's easy for us to manipulate small metallic objects. You know, the other thing that they do is they really love to mess with electrical things. You know, before the day of, like, the iPhone and you know, smartphones, they would flicker the lights, turn the TV on and off, and there would be very dramatic things like that. And they're still doing that. However, now that we have, you know, these wonderful cell phones, they will send blank text messages. They will, you know, send blank, you know, phone calls that is from a number that you can't return it to. It's out of, you know, commission. A lot of times on significant dates, or if we're having like a moment where we just wish they were around, or maybe we're celebrating something, because they're present for all of that. And the other thing that they definitely use as default signs is they like to send us creatures or animals that navigate the world through use of electromagnetic fields. And the number one kind of animal to do that is birds. So, like, you know, cardinals, eagles, hummingbirds. The deer also navigate using electromagnetic fields. And so any creature that does that, you know, I think they get in our path, ladybugs, dragonflies. You know, there's so many kind of default signs they've sent, you know, rainbows, white feathers. But what I love and what I suggest to everyone listening right now, challenge your team of light on the other side. And you can choose who you want to direct this to. You can ask your spirit guides. You could ask God. You could ask, you know, a specific loved one on the other side or all of your loved ones on the other side. And you should ask for something very tangible and a little bit eccentric. So,
now, I understand that you have a particularly eccentric one. You want to share that with us?
Sure. So, you know, when I started understanding this, because every time I ever do a reading, I'm really a student at the same time. And so I'm listening to the other side teach me about how the whole thing works and what we should be doing and about our connections here. So I quickly began to learn that this was a language that could be co-created. It wasn't that we just needed to accept default signs. We could ask for specific things back. And so I started to test that myself because I'm very much evidence-based, you know. I'm not one of these people who say, hey, just here's what I'm feeling, so trust that and believe that. I wouldn't trust in that or believe that. I need proof and I need, you know, evidence and I need tangible things. And so I would do that for myself too. I used to ask my team of light to send me monarch butterflies and I'd get them in extraordinary ways. But then I decided that was a little too easy. And so I decided to ask for aardvarks, armadillos, and anteaters. Because
wow.
Then you can't, you know, I think when we get our signs and our messages, we always have a wrestling match that goes on. Where most people are stuck in their kind of frontal lobe of their brain where all the brainwave activity takes place, that's the part of the mind that meditation teaches called like the monkey mind. It's like always chattering, and so it's analytical and it's logical and all those things. And I think when we get our signs, we have a wrestling match that goes on between that part of our brain and then our intuitive, very deep soul energy inside. And so we try to either dismiss our signs or we try to say, well, that could just be a coincidence, which, by the way, there are really no coincidences here at all. They're all synchronicities and all moments of connection and all things to lead us in a certain way. So, you know, changing that, asking for really specific things can be really powerful because here's the thing, you will get them. And then you will need to face that truth that I just telepathically, like in my thoughts, asked somebody on the other side for this and I just got it in this really magical, amazing way. And so that changes your truth for yourself and changes your world.
That's fantastic. I understand we have a caller who has a question. Do you want to
Oh, definitely,
go to the phone?
Yes.
We have Mark calling in. Mark, are you there?
I'm here, actually. Hello?
Oh, great.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good, Laura Lynn. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I guess struggling would be an apt description.
Yes.
I'm calling because my wife and I had the privilege of being in Long Island in that October Sunday afternoon when you came, and it was a very large gathering. I don't know if you remember specifically, but it was late October, and as you came around the room, you started at the far end of the room. There were several hundred people there, and you know, we were seated at a large table with a number of people, and you ended up stopping by my wife and I, and you spent an incredible amount of time with us, and we were just amazed, you know, that for some reason you stopped and talked with us. And the long and short of it was you said that, you know, you were getting a really strong connection to our loved one.
Mm-hmm. Is your son on the other side?
And I'm sorry?
Is your son on the other side?
He is.
Yes. I try not to read when I'm on the phone, but I already feel like he's with you. I just need to let you know that.
So I guess my question is, when you say he's with us, what does that really mean?
What does that mean? That's such a great question. And, you know, I think
our
for
daily
me,
lives, you know?
I know exactly what you mean. And here's what I want to say to you, too. I think when I read, the greatest, most healing thing for me is when I read mediumistically, I never feel grief or loss. Because I am feeling your energy, and I'm speaking to you, and I'm also speaking to whoever's coming through on the other side. So for right now, like, I can feel you. I can feel your son. I can feel this, like, it's almost like this warm hug of loving energy. And what I need you to know is he is present for everything. He's present when you're crying. He's present when you're grieving. He's present when you're laughing. He's present for like the little things if you're having coffee or tea together and sitting down together. And I think he's been trying to show you in so many ways that he's present. The way I want to say it too is I feel like with him it started out with electrical things. So I don't know if you have memory of that, but like that's how
Other question. In the 2 years, I just haven't felt that connection or any sort of.
Well, you know what they've taught me too is that when we are very deep in grief, we become almost like numb to the connection at times. It's almost like when you go to the dentist and you get Novocaine so that you can't feel where, you know, the tooth gets pulled or worked on. We end up, our grief acts like a layer like that, not because we want it to, but because we're hurting so bad and we're so vulnerable. And, you know, sometimes people who have crossed have told me that they'll come around their loved ones and their loved ones will end up crying more, getting more upset because ultimately you're feeling that person's energy with you. What I would say is to establish really concrete signs with him so that you will have proof and evidence and see that he is with you, because sometimes when we're so enveloped in grief, we can't feel it as much. And so what I would say is let's create a language where he can talk back in very tangible ways. I would say pick a song that you'd like to get from him, so then if you get the lyrics or the song, you'll know he's with you. I would also say pick a number or number sequence. You know, a lot of the way we work here on Earth, it's everything's kind of founded on sacred, you know, geometry, and so numbers are a whole other language. So you could pick a number like 555 or 1111 to have him let you know he's around. You can pick a phrase, you know, a phrase like love you more, or it could be something so unique and specific. As long as it's a phrase that you would identify, you can pick that. And you can pick an object or an animal or a creature, you know, but I always say make it a little challenging. Don't just pick an elephant, pick a purple elephant. And I know this might sound silly, but I think it's very important to write those things down. Write the signs that you're requesting down on paper, you know, or if you like to use the notes section of your iPhone, you can do it there. And then as you receive those signs, what you need to do is just honor them in your heart and your mind and direct your thoughts to your loved one on the other side and say thank you. And then share that story with someone, because the signs and the messages are happening every single day. Do we miss them sometimes? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did the other side get upset with us for that? No, they just keep sending them. But I promise.
So these are signs that we should be aware of?
You're going to create a new language with him is what you're doing. You know, he can't hug you right now because he doesn't have physical arms. And he can't pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, Dad, I've been watching the whole day. I'm with you still. I love you so much. But he can speak to you. He can speak to you in using a new language. So it's our job to open up to this new kind of language of signs and symbols and be able to recognize it and create it and co-create it with him, so that he is still able to show you his love and show you that he's present.
I don't want to take a lot more of your time. I just wanted to ask you, we inherited his dog,
mm-hmm.
and he's been with us, you know, for the last couple of years. And it seems like the dog is very intuitive or perceptive. I've never been a pet owner before, so I don't know, but.
Well, here's what I was going to share with you just as you were telling me you inherited his dog. And this is what I really feel. Animals see spirit. So your dog, when you're saying, like, I am so deep in grief and I don't feel him around, he comes and visits you energetically. And that dog sees his spirit and senses his spirit. So you might notice sometimes that the dog kind of like gets very agitated or walks around and like almost like, don't you see that? Like reacting as if somebody's there and yet nobody seems to be there. And so that's another way that it's revealed to us. And I think that that's been happening for you for some time.
Just one final question. Is it likely that you're reunited at some point on the other side with?
That is an absolute. It's not a likely, it is an absolute. You absolutely will be reunited. And as a matter of fact, what the other side has shown me is that they wait, and at the exact moment that we cross here, they reach through and bring us through to the other side. So he will be the first one to greet you. He will be there for your crossing at some point in your life.
Okay. Well, thank you, Arlen. I appreciate your time very much.
Sending you so much love and healing energy.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, Mark, for your phone call. In your line of work, you come across a lot of people who are really hurting, and I have seen how what you do can be a world of help for people. And unfortunately, in this one short hour, we cannot answer all of the questions and put everybody right on into the communication. But I will reiterate that Laurelyn has a new book coming out in June. It's called Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. It is already available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon and wherever you buy your books, and you can pre-order it. But that you can get the book and hopefully open up the channels of communication for yourself. Really tremendous. Anything you want to add to that, Laura?
No, I love that you just said that, because that's my wish and my dream for everyone. You know, if I could have unlimited energy and I could clone myself, I would love to do a reading for every single person who's grieving. That would be my wish, but that's not possible. But the truth is, nobody needs me, and nobody believes me until they try this. They try asking for the signs themselves, and magical, magical things happen. You know, and people come to tell me the stories after, like, I tried it and it worked and you're not going to believe it. And then I'm the keeper of these magnificent stories. And I say to them, you need to go tell other people about that moment of connection and that sign. That's incredible.
Yeah, that is so true. I'm a very math and science oriented person. And like Bob Ginsberg, I have entered the Forever Family Foundation with a healthy dose of skepticism, and with a name like Tom, I'm the doubting Thomas. I have to see it for myself, and I can, from my point of view, I can tell the listeners out there that it's not an overnight thing. It takes some patience, and but if you put the intention out there, and if you keep your energy positive and concentrate on the love, the signs will come. I have, I've been with the Forever Family Foundation now for, about 14 years, and I am just now getting to be able to recognize a lot of the signs that, that you would see. A lot of we're all getting them. That's the point you were making earlier.
Yeah,
except
always. Every day.
We walk right past them, and we go, "Well, isn't that interesting?" But don't think anything more than as, the evil word coincidence.
Meanwhile, our loved ones on the other side have been working so hard to get that sign for us. We get it, and then we go, maybe, I don't know, and we dismiss it.
Well, why don't we take our second break now, and I can, and then we can have a nice talk towards the end. And,
wonderful.
We are going to take about a 3-minute break, and stay with us. We'll be back with more with Laurelyn Jackson.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's CAMLAK.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Am I Psychic is a mobile app designed using statistics, science, and parapsychological protocols to test psychic ability using fun games. Each game has two unique modes. In psychokinesis mode, influence the game using mind over matter ability. In extrasensory perception mode, guess which random option will be chosen. Am I Psychic can store your results in an anonymous database used to eventually publish in academic journals. Available on the App Store and Google Play. Go to ampsychicapp.com and be a part of proving psychic phenomena to the world. Some profits will be donated to the Rhine Research Center.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Medium Insights on Signs of Life Radio. Our topic tonight is recognizing and understanding signs, and our special guest tonight is Forever Family Foundation certified medium Laura Lynn Jackson. And I believe we have a caller on the line with a question by the name of Rose. Rose, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi. What would you like to ask Laura?
Oh, my gosh. I'm
like, hi, Rose. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I don't even know what to say. My heart is pounding.
Oh, how wonderful.
I think you guys are awesome, actually. And I was off. I know you just spoke to someone, and they spoke about signs. I guess I'm always looking for signs, and I try very hard to see signs, but I guess I'm numb also, and I was asking the same question as the gentleman prior to my call did.
So you want to know how to do this a little bit more, maybe fluidly, where you can see them more readily, because, you know, and I've been there too. When we're deep in grief and we're missing the physical presence of someone we love, there's a rawness to that. You know, there's this layer to that. And I think it can sometimes make it difficult for us to tune into those signs and messages. But if we are committed to it and we speak to our loved ones on the other side, you don't even have to do this out loud. You just direct your thoughts to the person on the other side. They always hear us, and they will always work their hardest to get us our signs and messages. You know, I love, Tom, what you said about you just have to be a little patient, too. I think it's not only being patient with those on the other side. I think it's being patient with ourselves, too, to give ourselves a moment to kind of acclimate and learn to see it and learn to understand, you know, the signs that we're getting. So, Rose, when you've tried to connect, have you asked for something specific, or did you just say, send me a sign, I want to know you're here?
Send me a sign, basically, I want to know you're around.
That's what most of us do. So if you do that,
let me know that you're here, you're around tonight.
Exactly. So, you know, when we do that, typically they're going to send those default signs. So they'll send birds, they'll send butterflies. That was another big one I left out. Butterflies navigate with electromagnetic fields. They all mess with your electrical things. You know, they all send you coins. That's their default signs, rainbows and feathers. But what you should do is you should pick something very, very, very specific so that when you get it, you will notice it. And, you know, what's really neat, too, is if somebody you loved on the other side, like you had a special word with them or they loved something or you have a special memory, you can make a sign around that because then it becomes extra meaningful. It's not just some random thing that's popping into your mind, but it's something that's tied with love to the two of you. So if you could think of a sign that you would want back, that will help kind of open those kind of channels up and help you notice it. But I will tell you, when you do get your sign, because you will, it's very important to take a moment in your heart and your mind to say thank you to your loved one on the other side and say, I heard you, I got that message loud and clear. And then really the greatest honor we can ever pay them is to tell someone else about that experience. Because you'll find, too, if you share, you know, your sign story with somebody, they're going to share theirs back with you. I think one of the most prevalent things people want to come up to me after events or at book signings or at some of my workshops and talk to me about is they want to tell me about the sign that they received. And they'll say things to me like, I had this incredible moment of connection, and I've never told anyone about it before, but I'm going to tell you. And I think it's because they know that I'm a safe place, that I will honor it. And I think so many of us are afraid to believe in the signs we get, and we're afraid to talk about it because we don't want to seem, quote-unquote, foolish. You know, but we're cheating ourselves then to not own it and celebrate it. When we get these moments of connection, we need to celebrate them and share them because we all have these stories. Rose, I'm sure there's been a moment where either you've had a dream visitation or you've felt your loved one's presence around. Right? See? So you've had signs. You just...
Well, I did once, actually, when the person passed. They came in my dream, and that's when I got the phone call that she had passed.
Wow.
And,
She came ahead of time to tell you.
She told me she was fine, and she looked beautiful, and it's just...
Because she came to tell you that before you even found out in quote-unquote real earth time, you know? And that's because that cord of connection, that cord of light, it's like this cord of light that is just fueled by the love, that's unbreakable. And we don't need telephones and we don't need physical bodies to have that connection. And it's trusting in that's everything.
Right. No, I know. It's just, you know, I guess, you know, you hear so many things. And
Of course.
Did you just plant some flowers too,
Rose? Did you just plant flowers?
No. Well, no, I have a whole, I just bought a whole bunch of flowers that need to be planted.
Because I'm supposed to tease you about, like, you know, and I'm not supposed to do readings, so I'm really trying to keep that very shut. But I just have to tell you that she's making me feel like, bring up all the flowers. She's putting flowers all around you, and I'm seeing, like, planting. So I think it's like a little bit of a joke, like, nudge, nudge, go plant that. But this is what I mean. They're there for every moment. They're there to tease us, like, you need to plant those flowers, or I love the flowers, but you have to plant them. They're watching over us. She's with you.
Right, and that's funny you said flowers. Yes, I did, actually. My husband plants them.
I love it. I love it. It's so great. Just seeing all these flowers around you.
I have these flowers, and I'm like, you know, now he's like, now I have to plant them. I'm like,
I love that. Now that's a good marriage.
Yes. So I'm waiting for him to do it.
But you know what might be fun now? You could maybe pick a flower, like a very specific flower, as a sign between you and her. And, you know, I almost feel like they help, you know, collaborate with us. So the fact that that was just brought up, now you could, you know, pick something special. Or you could say, I want, a pink peony with the word love on it. Like, you could make it a little even more challenging, not just flower, but with something attached to it. So, you know, that could be fun, too.
Right. That's true. We're all, I hear many stories from many people, actually. And
we all have them, right?
Yes, everyone does, actually. Everyone, I open up to everyone and I'll tell them about my dream. And
I love that.
And I've always searched and read everything, and I'm always like trying hard, but I think I'm pretty numb, because when I was three, my father passed, and that was something in my, you know, that I always feared was death. Mm-hmm. So I believe that I always searched for that, to make sure there is something after we pass. And when you hear everyone talk, after you open up, like you said, people don't just open up. But once you start talking, you'll find that others have seen things, heard things, feel things. And I'm so numb to it that I wish that I actually could feel more than physically see something. Because there are times I see things and I say, oh, that's her, you know. Or my meepo call me and say, you know, I just saw two cardinals. But I want more. Like, I want to make sure, you know.
I agree with you. I always want tangible evidence. And you know what the great thing is they'll provide it. You can ask for more. You can change the signs. You can, and it will come. It really will. And that's so beautiful. All we need is an open mind and heart, you know, and want tangible proof. And I think that's incredible. That's a wonderful way to walk through the world.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. I actually have gone to some of the meetings, and they're wonderful. And I do try to donate as much as I can. And I really appreciate you taking my call this evening. I just did it spontaneously, but I had this feeling for whatever reason that you're going to
see. You're intuitive. You see that? The universe had it arranged.
And I thank you. I thank you so much. And I will read your book. And I thank all of you for your time and everything.
Thank you so much for calling, Rose. It was lovely connecting with you.
Thank you for your call, Rose.
Thank you. And for all the moms, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, happy Mother's Day.
Thought. Well, we do have another person anxious to talk to you. We have a Nick from Virginia. Are you there?
Hi.
Did I get it right? Is it Nick?
Yes, Nick.
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Great.
How are you? You're on
with Laura Lynn.
All right. I just want to preface that. The last caller mentioned dreams. I wouldn't be calling here if I didn't have a dream experience of my own
the night
my loved one passed away.
Wow.
I've never had an experience to like an ESP feeling, you know, when like you have the hair standing up on the back of your end when someone's with you, behind you physically. Like I felt that in the dream. Then I felt a sense of physical touch, which I thought was, you know, miraculous. So it made me question everything about everything I believed in. So,
as it should, right? Question what we think reality is.
And the caller prior to that, you know, you were talking about a presence in a room.
Yeah.
You know, is it as if they are physically here, but, you know, think of in pop culture references, in our reality, they're here like Casper. Like, they actually, you know, have some sort of form, but you just can't see it. So they're standing here. It's not like they're up in a corner somewhere.
Absolutely. You know, what I've come to learn through all the readings I've done and through listening to the other side and through understanding is that we honestly see only about 15% of what is going on around us at all times. You know, the only truth of our existence is energy. You know, we seem to be these solid beings that are, you know, sitting on solid chairs and so forth, but none of us are solid. The chair is not solid. We're just very fast, you know, vibrating atoms that appear solid and are following certain rules. And we are very much limited with these human set of eyes right now and these human senses and these human bodies. But when we go into the dream state, like you described, we can feel different things. We can experience different things. We can see in more than one direction. We can travel by sight. And that really is like the essence of our reality of who we are as energetic beings. You know, a lot of times it's almost as if this is like a holographic experience we're having. So there's absolutely all sorts of things going on around us in terms of energy that we cannot perceive with our eyes, that we have to use our other senses to perceive.
You mentioned a holographic experience. So it's this reality to us in the afterlife, it's almost like we're in, another pop culture reference, like The Matrix.
Like yeah, you know what's so funny? Like, I've never seen that movie, but the answer is yes.
I mean, there's a character in the movie, the antagonist, that basically, you know, changes the reality, the stimulation, if you will, with thought.
Right.
You know,
right,
in this reality, you know, we're not able to do that, but, I mean, it seems like, from what I've read, the afterlife is as real and physical as being in this reality, but
it absolutely is. And anything
a little
we
more
ever
fluidity to it.
Yeah, anything we ever experienced in the here and now on Earth that we loved, we can experience there. I mean, even things like, you know, your mom's favorite recipe.
I'm still trying to struggle with the fact, you know, is the afterlife something tangible? Because you hear anecdotal reports that okay, in the afterlife you're just like, you know, back to the Casper reference, like you have no stop reflex, like you just float on through things. And I find that kind of hard to believe.
Well, I think it's because while we have a sense of like physicality in any way we want over there, we are our consciousness. We are our light energy. And so we can travel in like a moment and be in more than one place at one time just by directing our thoughts to it. And from what they've told me too, the moment we shed our physical bodies, our conscious energy can connect with anybody else's conscious energy and download in a millisecond their entire life experience. And so really then once we transform and leave our physical bodies, what makes us separate from anyone else? What makes our life experience separate from anybody else's? We're really all part of this collective whole, if you will, having the same experience just in different ways. And so we're all interconnected. So we're getting into a lot of like the quantum stuff of it, right? But
So it's safe to say you could give someone, say, a hug and then you not just fall right through each other.
Exactly. 100% yes. You can experience anything you experienced here on Earth there. So anything physical, tangible, anything you want, just by thinking it, just by projecting that, because our thought energy is everything.
Now, you mentioned thoughts and memories. I mean, on from their side to our side, I mean, you say they know our thoughts, but do they know our memories? Like you say, like, do they know our whole life story?
Well, I will tell you this. When I do readings, you know, I offer myself up as a vehicle, like a telephone between here and the other side. And very early on, I recognized something fascinating was happening. I recognized that when I was doing a reading and that a loved one on the other side wanted to get a message to the person I was reading here, the sitter, and they wanted to be really specific or they wanted to get me to understand something. Because honestly, the whole time I do readings, it's not in English. It's in this kind of emotional, multisensory language. They would use something that, let's say, I experienced at 5, like a very unique memory for me to get me to say the name of something or get me to understand there was a parallel experience or that that feeling was similar to something else so that I could translate that into a message for that sitter that would make sense, and it did.
So it's like a cross between charades and dictionary?
Yes, but the interesting thing for me is that those on the other side had complete access to every moment and experience and thought that I had ever had in my life. They knew me inside and out. Like, there was no barriers. So that they could say to me, Laura, remember what happened when you were 3 on that boat? Bring that up, and that name of that boat is what I need you to say to that person. Because they had full access to my memories and my experiences. Just
so it's
by
like
me
say
connecting
the name
with
of the
them.
Boat, for instance. Would it be a visual memory of looking at the hull and looking at the name of the boat?
Not necessarily. It's more, it's so hard to translate how it is for me. It's just like this emotional, sometimes it takes place in little movie clips. Sometimes it's like flash images. Sometimes it's, I hear things. It's dependent.
Well, like
but,
you see the flash image and all of a sudden the thought of, okay,
yeah,
you know,
yes,
the Sally
yes,
May.
That's a great way to describe it.
Like it just comes to you.
Right, but the interesting thing is they had full access to anything I'd ever experienced in my life. And, you know, I love doing readings, too, because I meet so many new people on the other side, you know, and I'm like, oh, they're such a wonderful person. And, you know, to me, it's such a beautiful connection and relationship. But at the same time, they know everything about me fully, too. And I think, you know, just to kind of talk about, like, consciousness and 1-3 cross, we have access to that. I feel like somehow, too, just to kind of bring it back to the whole idea of science, that's how they orchestrate things in the here and now. Like, sometimes when we get signs and messages from our loved one, it is so mind-boggling and unbelievable how they come through that we take a step back and go, like, what needed to happen in order for that to happen in that exact moment that I was asking for it? And it's so hard to wrestle our minds around that. Like, how could that be? I think it's because the other side has access to every all information,
like,
everything.
Like, it makes you wonder, like, how is this preordained? Was this before someone even passed away? Was this already in the works?
I'm sorry to have to interrupt, but we have come to the end of our time. We could go on for hours on this, and I apologize.
One last
for
thing.
Go ahead.
Animal thoughts and dreams. But we always wondered, you know, could we ever hear our animals' thoughts? Can they hear animal thoughts?
Absolutely. Not even a question. Any sentient, loving being, I mean, I think that's something that we all need to kind of reckon our hearts and minds around here, is that how we treat animals and the fact that animals are sentient beings that, you know, have soul energy and have light energy and do feel and connect with us empathetically.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your call, and thank you, Laura, this has been amazing.
I know, I can't
always
believe the hour's up already.
it zipped right by, and such great callers, and I apologize for the caller from Pennsylvania that we did not get to, and hopefully you will try again on another show. But as we do always, when we end our shows, we ask all our listeners to join us in sending out an intention for global peace and love and understanding. Everything starts with a thought in this world, and if you want something good to happen, imagine it. And with that, we'll say, our loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Thank you, Laura. Lynn Jackson, please get out there and buy her books, both of them, and I can't wait till we're together again.
Me too.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.